Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. Amen, amen. How many have a seed in the ground? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been planting seeds all my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the season for them to come back 100-fold. How many know that a liberal soul shall be made fat? Ah, I love that song. He said he hasn't always been perfect, but he's been faithful. Amen. You don't have to be perfect. We're striving for perfection. But if you're faithful, hallelujah, hallelujah, God will perfect everything regarding you. Oh, I believe that today. Hallelujah. I believe that today. Amen, amen. I've been running a little bit this morning, taking care of some business, and I thought I'd be back at the house to get everything set up. It's set up. It's just a little late. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm so glad that I'm not late to tune in to this blog talk. Amen. I was late posting the day. Amen. I was late with the internet connection. Somebody say internet connection. You have to have the internet connection. Amen. I can access it through my phone, but I'm not able to pull up blog talk and post the different things that I post with the pictures and the upcoming events. So I'm running a little bit behind in that, and I was at Macy's and Dillard's, and then I was at Starbucks, and none of their Wi-Fi was working. So I went to a place of security, a place of safety that I know, amen, I was going to be able to connect, and that has McDonald's. How many know the least thing you expect is how God calls you to be blessed. Amen. So I'm out here in Metairie. I'm about 8 or 9 miles from the inner city. Amen. And I just had to pull on the side. So Pastor Beatrice, forgive me. Amen. Just running a little bit behind. Glory to God. Truly, I try to post and tag in people and let them know who's speaking. And also, I post in the different groups and what have you. So just wasn't able to do that today. But nevertheless, it did get out. It's just a little bit late. But whomever God has to tune in today, they're going to be blessed. I just believe that. Amen, amen. So we're going to just get right on into what God is saying on today. We have been, we're moving along. We're creeping, but we're going to get to our destination. Amen. Because when God put this in our spirit from the book of Acts, this is the third consecutive year. Amen. And I tell you, God just come in and do some miraculous things for his people. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. If there's no miracle signs and wonders, amen, I don't know who you're following. You're following the wrong people. But my Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. You don't see people laying on hands and the sick being healed. You don't see blinded eyes being opened. You don't see people getting out their wheelchairs anymore because there's no power in the church. Amen. 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 Nobody is seeking God. Nobody's stirring up these gifts. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. We give him glory. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Truly, he is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen, amen. I'm going to have to call on my phone to do the work for me today. That's all right. That's all right. God always knows what he's doing. Amen. He knows what he's doing. He knows everything we're going to be faced with before it even come upon us. Amen. So I'm going to rely upon this phone because I'm going in and out. With this internet connection. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we just bless the Lord today. We want to just give you a few announcements before we go into our segment on today. Amen, amen. We have a beautiful, wonderful, anointed pastor a friend, amen, a mother, a wife, a grandmother, amen, a sister in Christ Jesus, amen. And I tell you that I believe this woman, amen, is going to go to the end for Christ Jesus, amen. She's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we just bless her today, amen. We give God glory for her on today. Look at here. All right, I got the switchboard is already up and running. Amen, amen. So by way of announcements, we want you to continue to pray for us. We embarked upon Sunday services at 10 a.m. here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we will be hosting those services at 1801 Adams Street. That's in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, at 10 o'clock a.m. every Sunday. So we want you to meet us there this Sunday. Invite your family, invite your friends, invite your neighbors, your coworkers, and anybody you may encounter while you're out taking care of your business. Share Jesus with somebody. Don't just go into these establishments and never open up your mouth and share your experience, your Christian experience, with those that may not even have a church home. Just open up your mouth. Be friendly. Smile and greet them. Amen. Invite them to come out. Amen. Invite them to come out, because we just believe that salvation, healing, and deliverance is available to everyone that enters into those doors. Amen, amen. We want you also to be praying for our bishops, amen, Bishop Leo Lewis and also Bishop R.C. Blakes, that will be coming to officiate our pastoral installation. Amen. We're having a pastoral installation celebration, and that will take place, amen, on Saturday, March 21st, we will be having a luncheon at the same facility that we are hosting our Sunday services at. Amen. And that will take place at 12 o'clock noon. The donation for those luncheon tickets are $25. Amen. And if you're planning to attend, we ask that you inbox us this week. We want to count this week, because we have to pay the caterer all next week. Time is winding now. Today is the 5th. So I'm sitting about on 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a day. Amen. So inbox us and let us know that you will be attending the luncheon, and also the installation services will be held on that Sunday evening at 3:30 p.m., and that will be held at the same facility we hosted our citywide crusade at 3720 South Broad Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen, amen. So we want you to pray with us for that. And those of you that's out of state and you're unable to attend, go to our website, amen, and hit the donate button at paypal.com and just send us an offering. Send us a seed. We're trying to do something in this city, and we know it takes money to buy land. There's so many things that we're trying to get going, amen, as God continues to add to the soul, add to the church daily, excuse me, such as should be saved. And we want you to also mark your calendars for September 10th, 11th, and 12th. I'm excited about the second annual citywide crusade, and that will take place in Birmingham, Alabama, where there is some rich history. Amen. It's some rich history, and we're going to add to that history. We're going to bring some Holy Ghost fire to that city. Pastor Dwayne Morris and Lady Rosalind Morris will be hosting the crusade this year, so I'm excited about that. Circle that on your calendar and save those dates. Amen, amen, amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing. We're going to go right on into the word today. We're looking at chapter 8 in the book of Acts. Amen, amen. And we're going to just ask, I may have more people on the line. I'm trying to get this internet going again, but I'm on my phone and I can see some callers. Amen. So we're going to ask Evangelist T to open up with the word of prayer if she's able to. And I tell you, the next voice you're going to hear is the powerful anointed ministry of Pastor Beatrice Martin of It's All About Jesus in Stockton, California. Amen, amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing. We thank God for these men and women of God that just come on and bless us with the word from the Lord. Amen. So Evangelist T, are you able to open up with prayer?
Yes, I am.
Hey, glory. Thank you. We missed you yesterday.
Yes, please keep me in prayer. I got my phone back. That's the only reason why I wasn't online.
All right. I text you and I said, that's not like T to not text me back, not to respond. So I didn't know what was going on. So I'm glad you're back in circulation. All right. You're back on board. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Throne of grace right now. Thank you, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, we lift you up, and we want to let you know today how much we truly love you, Lord. Father God, we love you with all of our hearts, Father. Father, we lift up this ministry to you today, Father God. We lift up the fountain. In the name of Jesus, thank you for every seed that she's planted, Father, and she's planted it on good ground, Father God. Father, we thank you for the words of wisdom that come forth from this line to change and edify our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to continue to reap a harvest for this ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover every expense with your blood, Father God. We ask you to send more seed sowers, more seed planters, Lord, into our life and into our ministry. Let her lack no good thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift up my pastor to you today as she brings forth the word, Pastor Beatrice Martin, Father. We ask you to cover her with your undivided word, Lord. We give you our word straight from heaven, Lord. Father, use her for your glory, Father God, to edify the body, Lord, the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them get a word that's straight from heaven that they can use in their daily life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every family, every bishop, every apostle, every leader, every layperson. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for your spirit to dwell on the line today, Father God. Father God, we just give you the glory, the honor, and praise for all that you're doing, Father. Father, we thank you for the book of Acts. We thank you for teaching us how to set up the church and how to get back in line and how to get back in order, Father. And we thank you for the men and women that come on this line to edify the body of Christ, Father. We seal prayer under the blood of Jesus.
Let
your will be done, huh? Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify you. We lift up your name. All the glory belongs to you. Honor you on today, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
let
Jesus.
Your will be done. Order our steps in Jesus'
glory.
Praise. Amen. You. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Send your help now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we love you today, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, I bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Has to be here. Glory. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank thank you for the labor of love on this line.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for the life-changing experiences on this line. The healing that's taking place on this line, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Transform your people, Lord.
Struggling,
Amen. In our struggling, God brings growth. In persecution, God brings growth. The Bible tells me when Jesus went up to the mountain and he sat up on the mountaintop with his disciples, he began to tell them that they are blessed. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He told them, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so prosecuted they the prophets which were before you. So in Paul doing that, persecuting the believers, coming against the church, what happened was it just causes them to go, like in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power to be a witness on me. In him coming against the church, in the Bible he said, you shall receive power to be a witness for me in Judea and Samaria. After he scattered the church, it says after he ripped havoc, he scattered the men, he entered into every house, he scattered the Christian, amen. But then as he began to do that, they began to preach Christ in Samaria. Amen. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Even though Saul came up against him, they began preaching Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is a message for us. Even though through our persecution and people come up against us, come up against the church, we must continue to preach Christ. Amen. The Bible also talks about being scattered. The Bible speaks about scattering seed on the ground so that something will grow. This brought forth growth to the churches. Being persecuted for righteous sake brings forth growth. Amen. A lot of times when we're going through persecution, we don't understand it. But through our persecution, it causes us to grow. It causes us to endure hardship. In the Bible, they were persecuted. They were jailed. They were heads were cut off. They went through so much of persecution, but they never let it stop the move of God. Amen. Even though he tried to come against the church, what it did was spread it to church. And all it did was fulfill the prophecy in Acts 1, verse 8. Amen. Sometimes when we are persecuted, we don't always understand why we're being persecuted. Sometimes we don't realize, but I'm going to tell you why you're persecuted. It's not I, Paul said, but it's the Christ in me. They're coming against God when they come against you. And what happens through this persecution, see, we have the kind of power in us that cannot be limited. See, God gave them that Holy Ghost, and it was limited with them staying behind the wall. You cannot stop the Holy Ghost from spreading the word of God Christ. So in him persecuting them, they came outside of the church. They came outside and they began to spread the gospel. Amen. So that's what God wants us to do as the body of Christ. When persecution comes against us, instead of us crying about it, we should go tell people about Jesus. We should go and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. We should tell them what the Lord has done. We should tell them how he died on the cross. We should tell them about John 3:16, how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When the devil, when the enemy come against us and persecute us, it's not to harm us. It's not to hurt us, because we know God has our back. If God be for us, he's more than the world against us. In him doing this, the church began to grow. Amen. The church began to scatter. In chapter 8, starting at verse 4, it says, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded these things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles he did. These are the signs and wonders that followed the believer. Amen. Unclean spirits crying out with loud voices came out of many who was possessed, and many who were paralyzed. The lame was healed, and there was great joy in the city. Amen. But the gospel doesn't. Preaching the gospel, it brings healing, it brings deliverance, it brings joy. Amen. And there are people out there that need to hear the gospel. Amen. So God is good. Coming out of verse, the sorcerer profession of faith, chapter 9, chapter 8, verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming he was someone great to whom they all gave heed, from the least of the greatest, saying, This man and this great power of God. They heeding him because he had astonished them with sorcery for a lifetime. But when they believed Philip, he preached things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Both men and women were baptized. Simon himself also believed, and when he baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracle of signs which were done. Now we here see that Simon was a sorcerer, but he was also a believer. And what he did was he mixed sorcery with the gospel. Amen. And today, people are mixing sorcery and witchcraft with the gospel. And here we have people who are believers of God. They want to know about God, and because they don't know, because we're not out there spreading the word, they don't know. They believe God. This is where they're being deceived. By people burning candles and burning scriptures and reading the Bible, people think that this really is the way. Just like Simon thought what the sorcerer thought what he was doing was really the way. Amen? But it really wasn't the way. He mixed it. And when he saw them praying and they receiving the Holy Ghost, he tried to offer money. He tried to pay for it. But you can't pay for the gospel.
Come on,
amen.
Come on.
The gospel is freely. Amen. God already went to the cross of Calvary and paid it all in full. Amen. And when he began to tell him where he was wrong at, he humbled himself and he asked for forgiveness and asked that God don't let stuff come upon his life. How many of us know when we see people that don't understand the gospel and they may be dibbling and dabbling with a little of this and a little of that, it's not a chance to tear them down. That's where we come in and tell them about Jesus, that we lead them about the real way. I knew a young lady who was dibbling and dabbling and mixing the gospel with witchcraft. And I began to tell her, you don't burn scriptures. I said, you are the light of the world. You read scriptures. You meditate on scriptures. You pray the scripture, and you apply the scripture. Amen. And I told her in love. Amen. And so through all this, he gave his life to God. Amen. So through us witnessing and telling people that Peter said to him over here in verse 30, he said, but Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. There's a lot of people that's thinking today that they're going to make it in the kingdom of heaven because they gave money to the church or because they fed the hungry or because they gave their wealth, because they've given their church, because they blessing the offering, because they taking their money and paying their tithes out of what they make. They think, Lord, but the Bible says that he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Some people think they can buy their way through salvation. And you can't buy your way through heaven. Like I said, Jesus already paid the price. Amen. God, he told him, God, salvation can't be purchased with money. You have neither part nor your portion in the matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. And he told him to repent. That's what we got to start telling people to do. We got to tell them to repent. He said, you repent, therefore, for forgiveness and pray to God. Perhaps though of your heart may be forgiven. He said, repent, and maybe God, and God will forgive you. Amen. So coming out of verse, going on to verse where Christ is preached to the Ethiopians. I just want to talk a little bit about Philip. Amen. Philip was sensitive to God's voice. Amen. Philip heard the Holy Spirit tell him where to go. Amen. God had a divine appointment for Philip to meet the gospel, to take the gospel to a whole nother level. Amen. So when Philip heard the coming out of verse 26, Christ is preached to the Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise, go towards the south along the road which go down from Jerusalem to Gaza, this desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man, an Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority, an attendant, the queen of Ethiopia, who had charge of her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, returning and sitting in a chariot. So here God sends Philip to go and speak his word. He had discernment of the spirit. Philip illustrates the importance of a leader who can adapt to a new situation, who can be flexible in the time of need. Amen. Philip had been preaching and praying for the sick in Samaria while in the middle of a revival. Amen. He was in the middle of a revival. An angel spoke to him and told him to go south by the road. Philip had to adjust, fail, and he had to correct his course. Sometimes God will have us to redirect our course. But one thing about him, when God redirects his course, he never questioned God. He never said why. He never said, why do I need to go that way? Or why I need to go over here? All he did was he did what God told him to do. God redirected his course on the road to Gaza. He read the situation to a significant official treasurer of Ethiopia. He stopped to read the scripture. Philip seized the opportunity to introduce Christ to the man. And that's what we got to do. We got to seize every opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. We have six responsibilities through this question, through Acts 8:26-40. Six responsibilities. Amen. Number one, we got to see our responsibility. Philip was already doing what he knew to do. He knew to witness. He knew. He already knew what to do. Number two, he surrendered his rights and gave his rights what he wanted to do and turned them over to God. Philip did not demand his own way, but he remained flexible. He left the revival to go to witness to the Ethiopian man. Amen? And that's what we got to do. Sometimes we find ourselves caught up in a lot of things, but if God tells us, look, I want you to put that down. I want you to go over here. I want you to go talk to the sister over there. Well, Lord, I'm standing in this line, and I'm almost at the front of the line. No, I want you to get out of line, and I want you to go over there, and I want you to witness to that sister. We have to seize the opportunity. Amen. And another thing about Philip, he listened to the Spirit of God. Amen. God speaks through his people. God speaks through his word, and God will speak to you. But when God speaks to us, we have to listen to what God is saying. Amen. And Philip approached the man, and he went right down to his level. And Philip asked the man, do you understand what you're reading? Amen. And the man, he began to talk to him and tell him about what he was reading. He explained. Amen. How many of us know that sometimes when we read, we don't understand, but the power of the Holy Ghost brings extraordinary results when we're reading his word. Amen. Philip was amazing. He was an amazing, extraordinary man when God got through using him for his glory and honor. God took his hardship and put the Holy Spirit upon it, and he mixed it up and used them for his glory. How many of us know through our persecution and our hardship that God can take that and use it for our glory? We go through persecution every day. We face persecution almost every day. But what the enemy meant for evil, God will always bring good out of it. When God scattered the believers, it took the message of salvation through the othermost part of the world. Amen. Philip, he fled to Jerusalem. He went down to Samaria. He began preaching the gospel. He performed miracles. He cast out evil spirits. He healed many people, all because he listened to the voice of God. And not only did he listen to him, God had empowered him to perform that task. God takes ordinary people, people that are persecuted like us, and put his spirit down in us, and he will use us to preach his word. He will use us to set the captives free. He will use us. After the Bible says in Acts 1, verse 8, after the Holy Spirit comes upon us, God will empower us to do his work. God will give us his authority, and what God gives us, we can use this to change the world. Amen. And coming out of verse, and I'm going back to verse chapter 8, verse 31. And he said, how can I unless someone guide me? So Philip asked him, heard him reading. He said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I unless someone guide me? And he asked Philip to come sit with him in the place in the scripture which he read. and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth in humiliation. His justice was taken, and he who declared his generation for his life is taken from earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask of you, whom does this prophet say this himself or some other man? And then Philip was telling them that it was Jesus. Then Philip opened his mouth, beginning at the scripture, and preached Jesus to him. Not himself. He preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down to the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see here the water? What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with your heart, you may. And you answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and Enos went down in the water and baptized. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the Enos saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus and passing through priests in all the cities till he came to Sierra. Amen. So after he did what the Lord told him to do, he was caught up. He was caught away. Amen. And how many of us know when we preach and we do what the Lord tells us to do, we're going to be caught up. Amen. The Bible tells me in 1 Thessalonians verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. So I come to comfort you today with these words, that every time your labor is not in vain, you may go through persecution. The enemy, the Bible says, when the enemy come in like a flood, God will raise up a standing against them. You may be a pastor, you may be a lay member, and you may be facing a lot of persecution, but don't run from your persecution, because God has given us the power to withstand. He said, and having done all to stand, amen. The same power that he gave the church, the body of Christ, is the same power that he has given us. We don't run from persecution, we run to persecution. Why? Because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, and no matter what you go through, you must realize that all things is working together for your good. Persecution brings growth. You don't shut down the gospel. You don't lock yourself up. You don't shut it down because of what you're going through. We got to get ourselves off ourselves and remember that it's all about souls and it's all about Jesus, because one day there's going to be a great catching away. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I could write to you. For you yourself know perfectly the day of the Lord, so come as a thief in the night. For when they say peace, safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day shouldn't overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of hope and salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake up or sleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So today I come to edify you, and I come to comfort you with the words of Christ, telling you that today, that no matter what come up against you, you got to know that God is bringing good out of it. You know, we got some, we still got some souls today, amen, out there persecuting the church. But guess what? What God did for Saul was he turned his life around and he became Paul, amen. And that's what, and so is us. I remember when I was BB out there in the streets and running the streets, but when God got a hold of my life, I went to Sister BB, amen, Sister Beatrice, and he turned my life around, amen. And now I'm telling people about Jesus, and that's what it's all about. The book of Acts is simply about spreading the gospel, amen, and letting people know that the day of the Lord is coming, amen, and it's coming as a thief in the night. So we have to tell people about Jesus and let them know that he's soon to come, just like he preached. Some people we run into are not going to always understand Jesus. Some people may not even know Jesus, amen, but that's our chance as an opportunity to witness, to testify, to to tell them about our faith in God, amen, that even if they don't understand, we can tell them about the scriptures. God will give us the words to tell people to reach the lost soul. Even though all this came up against the church, they preached Jesus. Even though they suffered, they preached Jesus. No matter what they went through their circumstances, they preached Jesus. They didn't stay stuck in one place. They kept on preaching Jesus. And so they laid down their life for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Then we who are alive today, we have to lay down our life to spread the word of Christ. Amen. So if I want to leave something on your heart today, I want to leave this on your heart, that blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteous sake. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you. They are our example. Amen. Here we read how Saul persecuted the church. Then we read how Christ was preached in Samaria and how the healing, the signs and wonders took place, how they cast out evil spirits, amen, how the lame was healed, how great joy come in the city, amen. The gospel brings joy. And then we hear of a man who was a sorcerer, who had a profession of faith. He believed in God, but he had diluted the gospel. And there are a lot of people today that's diluted it. Yeah, they believe just like Paul thought he was persecuting the church for God, for the righteous sake. Amen. But when he found out he was wrong, he humbled himself, and God put him on the right track. Then we have the sorcerer who repented of his sin. Amen. Just by him being spoken to, just by going up to him and telling him, hey, this is not the way. Jesus is the way. We have the answer inside of us. Amen. Then we have Philip, who had the spirit of discernment and listened to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we can be caught up in things of the world, so caught up, we can't even hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Amen. When God wants us to do something, sometimes it takes for us to let him redirect our course. Just like my course has been redirect. I don't understand, but I know I can trust him if I can't trust him. I know that he orders my steps. We're not going to always understand the way God takes us, and we're not going to always be happy about it. But the Bible tells us to rejoice when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake. Why? Because good is coming out of in this, in the church being persecuted today. God has, we are saved today. We have been set free. We have been delivered, and we are made whole through this persecution. So a lot of times when you're persecuted, it's to bring growth in your life. It's for God to show you where you are. When you think you are there, you may not really be there. And when you're persecuted, that is the time for you not to separate yourself from the body of Christ, not to separate yourself and walk away from God, but to keep moving forward. Amen. To keep letting God use you for his glory. Because when you allow God to use you, even though you're going through persecution, you'll find that thing lifting off of you. Amen. So to God be the glory on today. Amen.
Glory to God. Bless your name. What an awesome word today. Glory to God. An awesome, awesome word. Amen. Sometimes we overlook. Glory to God. Sometimes we misunderstand. Sometimes people call you more holier than thou. Amen. But when you make a decision to follow Christ, just expect to be persecuted. Just expect for folks not to even regard you. Hallelujah. But hey, glory to God. One thing, as she began to just expound on this chapter, one thing we have to be confident in, and that is our calling in Christ Jesus. We all have a calling. Hallelujah. She talked about Philip. Hallelujah. Talked about the eunuch. Talked about the Ethiopian. Hallelujah. How Philip was able to expound and open up the scriptures more better to him. But as I always say, hallelujah, God deal with you long before you make that formal commitment. So we praise God for this word on today coming from Pastor Beatrice Martin. Glory to God. She said some profound key things that we need to take to heart. Amen. We need to know that. Hey, glory to God. Serving God will pay off. It will pay off. It will pay off. You're not going through. You're not denying this flesh. Hallelujah for naught. You're denying this flesh because you love the Lord Jesus. You're denying this flesh because you want a seat in the kingdom. You're denying this flesh because you want eternal life. And if you don't know, be like the eunuch. Ah, glory to God. In Acts, he wanted Philip to expound. He wanted to know more about Jesus. He wanted to know more about the will of God for his life. Glory to God. And then she even talked about Simon the sorcerer. Hallelujah. You know, people are mimicking God. They're mimicking the Holy Ghost. You know how kids, when they're pew babies and we raise them up in the church, trust me, they know, they pay attention, they observe, they can do anybody's shout, they can speak in tongues better than you. Because they've been looking. They've been observing. You know how they start at 2 and 3 years old, start saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's what you're exposing them to. Amen. So they can play church. They don't really understand. They don't have the full comprehension of what the Holy Ghost does. So they just mimic what we see. Oh, glory to God. How about if we mimic Jesus? Amen. If we continue to mimic Jesus, if we continue to walk like Jesus, if we continue to talk like Jesus, if we begin to practice what Jesus did, how he laid hands, oh, glory to God, how he spoke, and things came to pass. Oh, God, I tell you, there would be no lack. There would be no need. We would be like there was on the day of Pentecost. In the upper room, we would all be on one accord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. The woman of God have already taught. This chapter is nothing else I can add. Yeah, glory to God. But I just can tell you today, if you haven't made your peace calling in an election show, you can expect to be stoned. You can expect to be brought before the unjust judge. Amen. But when we're brought before the unjust judge, we have mercy. We have grace. God, glory to God. God will intervene on our behalf. He'll be our attorney. Amen. He'll cause the district attorney to drop the charges on us. Glory to God. Where they was looking to give us 10 or 20 years, they'll suspend the sentence. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen, amen. That was beautiful, Pastor B. Edward. Oh, I'm excited. You done stirred me up today. Glory to God, you have stirred me up. No, Messiah. If you've never been faced with the life or death situation, keep on serving God. If you've never been brought to an unjust judge, keep on serving God. Some of us go before the unjust judge because we're crooked, because we're liars and thieves and robbers and murderers. God, but if you're persecuted as the Pastor Beatrice say, for the name of the Lord, you shall bear a crown. Glory! Hallelujah. She's taught that thing. She taught it today. Amen. And she took her time. She was calm. Because, hallelujah, Pastor Beatrice. Hallelujah. She ain't that nice. She a fireball. But she took her time. Amen. And she taught this lesson today. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God,
thank
she
you.
Didn't give you her testimony, but she has a testimony. Oh, you're the woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. And what God will do when you're faithful, what God will do if you seek him, what God will do if you ask him, Lord God, open up my understanding. I don't know what it means to say the Lord is my shepherd. What are you saying? Hallelujah. What are you saying? The Lord is my shepherd. I've been thrown in a dungeon. Can't see my way out. And you're telling me the Lord is my shepherd. My life's about to be cut off. And the man of God told me to bring all my bill money and lay it at his feet. And now you tell me the next day my life's going to be cut off. And I did what the man of God said. Oh, you can't tell me that the Lord is my shepherd and my children. Hey, you know no Messiah. They were rebellious and got into all kind of mischief. I raised them up in the way of the Lord. I trained them up. And you telling me the Lord is my shepherd. Why can't he bring my children in line? You can't tell me the Lord is my shepherd. And my husband walked out and left me with all of these kids. You can't tell me the Lord is my shepherd. And I can't feed my children. Oh, glory to God. I can't keep a roof over their head. Hallelujah. We have to wonder where God is. And that's why you got to keep the praise in your spirit through the good and through the bad. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop worshiping. Don't stop lifting him up. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop reading your Bible. Don't stop calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless him for this book of Acts. Hallelujah. I feel a little bad. We ain't on Fridays and Mondays. Hallelujah. But Pastor Beatrice is going to be hosting Monday there. You know no more, Sire. The Lord touched the heart to come on and host on Mondays. Evangelist here and along with Minister Leslie is going to be working along with it. I'm happy about that. Hallelujah. How many know when God gives you something to do, he'll never just cast it aside? This is my first baby. Hallelujah. And I saw the Lord birth in me as I launched my ministry. Hey, glory to God. And I did what God told me to do. You can't do what God tells you to do, and he'll forsake you. You can't do what God tells you to do, and he'll renege on his promise. God is not He will not lie to you. Whatever he said to you is coming to pass. So look forward to the first Monday in April next month. Pastor Beatrice will be hosting, and whatever the Lord lay on her heart to do, she has full authority to walk in what God has given her to do. We're not governed. We're not restricted. We don't have no guidelines on this line. The only guideline we have is to discern when the enemy has come. Hallelujah. To divide us. When the enemy has come, amen, to cause us to not like one another, cause us to be jealous, cause us to put our mouth on one another. That's all we concerned about. Anything else, if you got the love of God deep in your heart, then you want peace. We want peace. Hallelujah. We want God to open up our understanding. We want God to show himself strong and mighty in our lives. Not next season, not another season, but this season. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines. We're not going to hold you long today. We're going to open up the lines. Pastor Beatrice came right on in here and did what doth say the Lord. Amen. I'm going to Minister Leslie at the top of the line and then Evangelist T. I'm going straight down the switchboard today. And then Prophetess Darlene, God, I bless you. And then Mother Charity, no Messiah. Pastor Carmen Lee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Leona, in that order, y'all, line's going to be open. Come on, Minister Leslie. Hey,
First, giving honor to God, I give honor to Pastor Adrian Bernard. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin. I give honor to Evangelist Pierre. What a wonderful prayer. I'm just glad that I was able to call in today. The word was richly blessing to me. It made me realize that I need to recognize my responsibility that the Lord put upon me. I'm ready to surrender my own rights and give them back to God. And as I daily begin to listen to the Spirit more of God, I'm willing and ready to preach Jesus more so and not really be consumed by my own problems and be selfish. I'm just glad that God is helping me to stick through the persecutions that are facing me, and I'm tired of running, so I'm ready to just stand there up and put my armor of God on. And I'm just grateful for this word. It brought so much healing to me. And I'm just praying that God let his signs, miracles, and wonders flow in our life today. And as he just keep us rooted and transform our lives, I'm just patiently waiting. And I'm just glad for this word. I thank my pastor. And I love you so much for this word. Richly blessed. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you also for posting today for me, Minister Leslie. I was running behind, and I saw your post, so thank God for that. God always will touch somebody. Amen. When I saw that, I said, look at God. She on course. Amen. She's on course. And I thank God for that, Minister Leslie. If you see me slacking, take up the slack, honey. I love that. I love that. You know, when you don't have to wait on nobody to delegate anything to you, you just see the need and you just respond. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be able to recognize when we are in need, amen, and you just come to the rescue. Nobody has to call you and say, I need you to do this. He said, whatever your hands find to do, when you see something behind, take the leadership, take the oversight. Amen, amen. Evangelist T, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Jesus. What
God
a ritual.
I praise and honor God for what he's doing, especially on this line and in the lives of God's people. I just give an honor to God first and foremost, and give an honor to the one God that's the founder of this line, my godmother, Pastor Adrienne Bernard, to you, my own pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, to my beautiful niece that just spoke, Minister Leslie Priest, and to all the people of God. I just honor God for what he's doing today. I honor God because we are studying on Acts, and I'm learning so much about how the church is supposed to be formulated, how
come
things
on
should be structured. And I thank God because when you ask for something from God and he gives it to you, and that's what he's done by opening up this book of Acts, you know, and Pastor, you're right, it's a book of action. And that's what God is trying to tell us now. It's okay to keep talking about it, but it's time to put it into action. So I just honor God today for what he's doing. Thank you, Pastor, because you mentioned something about, you know what we deal with sometimes on a daily basis when you talked about people burning scriptures and doing things like that. Well, you know, using discernment and wisdom would tell you, why would you even try to violate the holy book like that? You know, something in your mind, if you know and love God, would tell you, no, it's not of God. So we have to be careful and continue to practice spiritual warfare, because the enemy he really has come in like a flood, but we thank God for him lifting up a standard. You know, so I thank God for your wisdom, Pastor B. I thank God for you, Godmother, for all that you're doing. Thank God for the word that came forth on today. And truly it was edifying to the body of Christ. And I hope when people come back and listen that they're able to grab those nuggets and apply them daily in their lives. And I just thank God because, you know, she spoke on some things that really, really touched my heart and really opened my heart. And I thank you because it makes us, coming on this line, it makes us examine yourself. If you can't examine yourself, you know, because we all have flaws and we all have things that we're working on. We all have things that we want God to remove. So I just thank God that he is purifying my heart and my mind just by being on here. And when I'm not here, like yesterday, I felt like, you know, I was missing something, and I was. So I just thank God for what you're doing. I thank give honor to God and give honor to my pastor and all the people of God and the people on this line. I just want to tell you to be encouraged. And if God can heal a broken heart like he healed mine through this line, he can heal your heart, too. God bless you. God bless you.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah.
So wonderful. I tell you all, Jesus, the signs are pointing to Jesus' return. Evangelist T, every day the signs are pointing I just experienced yesterday the temperature was 82 degrees here in New Orleans, and I had to run my air conditioner in the car. And when I wakened this morning, about 6, a little after 6 this morning, it's 41 degrees. Do you know if we were in California, they call this earthquake weather. You know, hot today and cold tomorrow. The signs are already pointing. The Bible says summer is over, and we still ain't, we yet not saved. Amen. If we can't see these signs, and they're pointing to Jesus' return, I don't know what else he needs to do. Glory to God. You in hot pants yesterday, and tomorrow you're in a mink coat, pea coat. Hallelujah, Jesus, girl. Oh, God, I bless you today. Thank God for Jesus. Amen, amen. We thank God for him. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Going to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother, and then Prophet Darlene. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank
praise
the Lord.
Him, Mother.
Praise him for his goodness, the loving God that we serve. Praise the Lord. And God always feeding us. Hallelujah. And he knows what we have need of. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I just enjoyed that sister, amen, that was bringing forth the word of God from Acts. Glory to God. And all of the works that was taking place, amen. Hallelujah. How Paul was persecuting the church. Glory to God. But that was before he knew God. But see, when he got to know God, oh, my Lord, look at the works and things that he performed. Oh, look at the change in his life. Lord can change you, I'm telling you, from that old carnal mind that we used to have. Hallelujah. When you meet Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my Savior, it'll be a change in your life. He can turn you around. Hallelujah. Cause you to walk right and do right, think right, everything.
Amen.
Do his will.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I thank God. Amen. The Lord is so good to us. Hallelujah. And God continue to bless you. We're praying for you all. Amen. And God will keep you and keep your mind stayed on him. In Jesus' name. I pray for us too in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, too.
Oh, I just want to give the glory to the Father, the word that the woman of God was talking about. She's right. You know, some people think they're going to buy their way in heaven, and they're not.
Not so.
Possible. They can
That's
forget
right.
about it.
God.
You know.
Hallelujah.
And, as I was sitting here all morning, you know, is a pastor that I call. I said, let me call in. And God said, call in now. You call in and ask for prayer for this pastor. Have been in prison for 8 years. Now they're trying to give him 20. I don't know the pastor, but you know what? He's a child of God. He's a seed of Abraham. And so as I was calling on, you know, the saints, I'm like, you know, everybody got to pray. You know, they're trying to give him 20 years now. He did 8 for something that make no sense. He took all his own money out of the bank, and now they was calling that something they said. It's some kind of tax evasion that don't make sense. And you
Thank
can
you,
look
Jesus.
His name up on the internet. His name is Pastor Kent Hovind. And now they're trying to give the man, the pastor, 20 years. So I'm calling up every line. Yeah, I'm calling up because Satan is a liar. You know, I'm sick of him.
Yes,
you know? And this man, this pastor is a good pastor, you know.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I'm texting people, I don't care. I'm like, I don't know him, but that's okay. He's a child of God, like we are. We're all children of God, you know.
And we know the enemy hate us. We know this.
Yes, right.
Let me call Pastor Bernard. And just as I was listening to the child of God give her sermon, I said, ain't that something? I said, she's right there on it. That's why the Father wanted me to stop and listen to this sermon.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, because we cannot pay. We can't pay to get to heaven. We ain't going to do it.
That's it.
We need to love each other. We got to love each
other.
Like she was saying about the witchcraft. Is she right? After she spoke to the woman, and you could bring people in. You know, you have to go with love. You have to go with love. So
thank
I said,
you.
I don't know this pastor, but I'm fasting for him today. You hear me?
All right.
And I'm praying. I'm everywhere, you know, texting people. I said, well, I'm going to do what I can do, Father. It don't matter.
All
I don't have to know him. But
that's
the
it.
Father that loved us first with undying love, with everlasting love. You know, unfailing love. So I said, we have to have that same compassion that Jesus had for us.
Yes.
He loved us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I said, let me call. I'm calling everybody. I'm like, I'm on the Facebook. Y'all don't have to know you. I'm getting ready to text you something and tell you this. I told him, you know, pray for a pastor that's in trouble. He's in trouble. Not only him, but so many of us is in trouble. We might have to lay our life down for Christ because he lays his down for us first. So it don't matter. We might have to do it. So we better understand whether are you in the game for real or are you playing. Because if you ain't playing, if you playing, you better stop playing. Because it might come to this country, we might have to lay our life down for Christ. It might come to this point where the church is going to be closing up sooner or later, and you're going to have to go on the highway. We might have to lay our life down for Christ.
Thank you.
So I'm saying his name, Pastor Bernard. His name is Kent Hovind. His name is Ken Hovind. I would like for you to pray and keep him up in prayer.
Inbox me his name, and whatever you send out, I'll share it in the different groups that we are part of.
Okay, because
inbox me his name. You one of my Facebook friends, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm on Facebook, no, but I usually be on Facebook texting, just messaging people, giving them messages
Jesus Christ. Inbox me. You can send it to me as a message, Adrian Bernard. You can go to New Destiny Ministries, and we'll certainly, whatever you request, and we'll share it with our friends.
Okay.
Amen. And before we dismiss, we're going to ask Pastor Beatrice to pray for that pastor. And
pray that God will continue
to
Amen.
Have mercy. He done did 8 years. Come on, let this man come on home back to his family, and he can continue to
rebuild
his life.
Pastor, while he was in prison, he brought 700 people to Christ.
Look at that.
My Lord.
Yes, all 700.
Right. All right, that's why the devil mad.
That's
why he's mad, man.
That's the only one mad.
He was in there working. He wasn't somewhere laying down depressed.
That's right.
He was doing what God assigned for him to do. Look at Joseph. Joseph was righteous. We all know he was just.
That's
he
right.
was thrown in the prison for 2 years, the Bible says. And then he didn't cry. He didn't worry. He just did what he was supposed to do. Glory to God. So we're going to lift him up in prayer in a minute. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Carmelie. God bless you, Sister Leona. And
God bless you all of you on the prayer line. I love getting on. You have some good guests on there, and they bring it. They bring it because the only one mad is the devil. That's the only one mad.
That's it. Well, God bless you, sweetie. All right,
God
Pastor Carmelie. Pastor Darlene, where she dropped off. All right. Let's go to Pastor Carmelie if she's available. If not, I see area code 318. The last four of the number is 8896. God bless.
Good evening. Praise the Lord, Pastor Bernard. So blessed to be on the line today. And
yes,
how are you today? Yes, Lord. That was such a powerful word from Pastor Beatrice. Oh, my God, bless me so much. And it's such a blessing to be able to call into this line every day because as a pastor who pours out, it is so wonderful to just sit back and allow someone to pour into you, to encourage you, to let you know that all that you're doing is not in vain and that God has not forgotten about you. So I just thank God for you, Pastor. I can't say it enough how grateful I am that God allowed our paths to cross and how rich my life has become because you are a part of it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you are doing in the kingdom, and may God continue to anoint you, continue to elevate and position you to do all that he is calling you to do. I love you so much, and I bless God for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. Amen. We're going to start advertising that book again. Those of you that's on the line, amen, if you have not had an opportunity to purchase the books that Pastor Karma Lee has authored, you, I tell you, you'll be blessed. New Beginnings, From Pain to Purpose. That's one. And what's that other book, Pastor Karma Lee?
It's Unforgiveness, the Fatal Distraction.
Ah, so you have three books that's on the market.
No, no, it's Unforgiveness, the Fatal Distraction is the same book.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. Give them your website information, and you all, those of you that's on social media, you, if you're not a friend of Pastor Karma Lee, please friend her, and you'll be able to see her material or go to her website and purchase that. But we have to not learn. We have to start exercising supporting one another and networking with one another. Amen, amen. You know, when we do something, we want everybody and their mama to get on board. So the same feeling that you have when you're doing something, that's the feeling we should have when others are doing something. We should give them the same support and love that we want others to give to us. Now, we're not going to do their work for them. Come on, we're not going to do the work. But we can support them. We can spread the word. And if there's something good, you know, anything good, you want to tell somebody about it. If it's nasty and it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, well, of course, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to tell our friends, don't go to that restaurant, I've been there. But it's something good you want to talk about. You want to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your coworkers. So go online and purchase these books, these materials. They're going to bless you. She's not talking about no junk, no garbage, no gossip, no mess. She's sharing her experience on what God has done for her and how he took her pain and turned it into purpose. Don't we all have that testimony? Everybody on this line should be able to attest to, once I was in pain, but God took my pain and he turned it into purpose. And that's how we get in the body of Christ. Every one of us have experienced some pain. Every one of us have had some struggles, some disappointments, some unpleasant situations that happened in our lives. But God took that pain, glory to God, and all of it was washed in the sea of forgetfulness. And we want to walk as a new woman, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, that's a beautiful book. I read it. I read it. I purchased it last year. Amen. And you can still go back. Sometimes I buy these books, and it's according to what's going on in our lives. I'll go back and I'll read those books again. And maybe you missed something the first time, but the second or the third time, God can enlighten you and say, oh, wow, I didn't see this. Yeah, but because you wasn't in that situation at that time. Amen. Yes. So give them your website information, Pastor Karma Lee.
Thank you, Pastor. It's KarmaLeePrice.com, and that's C-A-R. M-E-L-I-T-E Price, P-R-I-C-E .com. And I appreciate you for always supporting me, Pastor Bernard. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
All right, all right. I'm a promoter. That should have been my profession. I'm a sales consultant. I know how to promote. Oh, they tell me they used to sell me in Los Angeles. There she come. What you selling today? What you got today? Well, I did that in the world. So if I did it in the world, why couldn't God enhance and enrich me doing it here for the kingdom of God? Amen. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Amen. We ain't selling no sex. Hallelujah. We ain't selling no drugs. We ain't selling no lies. We ain't selling no hopes. Come on. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. Glory to God. We're gonna go to 318. God bless 8896 area code. You're on the line, caller. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Praise God, Pastor. So I'm gonna say your name and correct. Can you say it for me? Pastor Bernice.
Bernard.
I'm sorry. This Minister Priscilla. I'm just so in the spirit right now because I was trying to just get everybody's name down. So if I didn't say your name, charge it to my head and not my heart. I'm just so thankful that Pastor Carmelite, you know, told me about the conference call, and I'm telling you, I keep hearing the word signs, wonders, and miracles. And this is a sign that I needed from God, and I just keep going back to Hebrews 4:2 because I'm dealing with situations at the church that I'm a minister of it right now. And it seems like everything that I'm doing coming there and God allowing me to set the atmosphere, getting things started, I begin to feel a little faint and weary because I'm saying, God, now you're telling me to do this, but people are coming against me. But I love when Pastor Patrice had spoke about when you're serving God, it will pay off. And I just thank God for that word because I know it's not in vain. She didn't know what I'm going through because I don't know her. You know, I know her in the spirit through God, but I don't know her on a personal level. So I know that the word that she gave and the scriptures that she gave, and I'm going to write them down. I was writing down the steps and everything. It was God giving. I'm going back to Acts 26, and I just thank God for it. And it just goes to show that when you know that you're doing it from God and you keep saying, God, give me these signs, God, show us for me, God's going to say, well, I'm showing you already, but I'm going to put somebody else in your path to let you hear from somebody else of what you can really know that it's coming from me. And I just thank God for it because I know that God is a God of order and he's not a God of confusion. But when you're around confusion there, where you keep saying, okay, God, is it me? You want to step back and reevaluate yourself and see that's an enemy trick for you to think it's not God, but you can step out the will of God. But I thank God when you spoke about social media. I met Pastor Carmelite through social media, and now I can say she's like a spiritual mother to me daily, edifying me with the spirit of God. And I just want to say, I thank God for every minister, pastor, evangelist, pastor, whatever your calling is, God has placed you on this line. Pray that God bless you tenfold and may this ministry grow even more. And if you are on social media, I put it on my page, Minister Priscilla King Tremail. Spread the word for more people can hear about this ministry. And we just got to go out and spread it to the nations because, like you said, we can talk about everything else on our pages. But what about a good word of God for more people can call in and hear that? I want to say, I thank God for this. Amen.
Well, we bless the Lord for you, woman of God. We certainly thank God for you. We never are privy to know who's going to come on the line. That's why I love doing what I do, because when God leads, God and direct you, that's what you'll never miss. Amen. And God knows everybody that's coming on the line. He knows what you have need of. And I just bless the Lord for that. I tell you, when we just begin to look, Pastor Beatrice, at what God has done, not what man has done, what God has done. And we have over 1,000 messages in the archives, and you can go into those archives any time of morning. Amen. If you're going through something and you need a word, God have men and women that have preached and taught on this line. So we bless the Lord. God bless you, woman of God, Minister Priscilla, God bless you. What is your last name?
Tremail.
Tremail?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, friend me. I don't know if you're one of my friends, but friend me and let me know who you are. Amen. And we certainly bless God for you. Amen. We're going to go back. Some have dropped off the line, so we're going to go back to Pastor Beatrice Martin, my friend. I tell you, I just love woman of God. She's real. She's real. She's real. And those of you that haven't had a chance to meet some of the women and men that come on this line, meet us in Birmingham, Alabama on September the 10th through the 12th. And you'll have an opportunity to meet some of these men and women of God that God allowed to grace this radio broadcast. I tell you, God is doing something. All we got to do is stay focused. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Be led of God's Spirit. And again, I'm just going to tell you, if there's no signs, if there's no miracles, if there's no wonders, hallelujah, head for the border. Glory to God. Pastor Beatrice, we love you.
Amen. God bless you.
We want to pray for that pastor too, Pastor Beatrice. So don't forget
Amen.
That we want to pray for that pastor that Sister
okay.
Leona told us about.
Okay. Amen. God bless
you.
It was a blessing. I thank God for, you know, me coming out of the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, because truly the church is being persecuted today. You know, I've been going through a lot of persecution. And all this chapter 8 just really blessed me. We can't get caught up. And when people are persecuting us, we got to get caught up in the things of God. And just like when persecution come against us, we must remember that we must be caught up in the things of God and not allow persecution to come over us, because God gave us a word on Matthew the 5th chapter. We can stand on that, and that will carry us through. That's one thing I want to say about Philip. You know, when God called him up, there's going to be another being caught up when Jesus come back to get us. There's so much of the inside sign here. He's coming back to give us, and we're going to get caught up, and then we won't return here no more. But while we're here, we got to know that when we're going through what we're going through, it's all for a reason. People are going to talk about us. They're going to say, you ain't no pastor, and you ain't called to preach, and your church ain't no growing. People have come against me and fought me and cussed me out and told me I wasn't called to God. Just last month, I've just constantly been going through people coming up against me and persecuting me and telling me my church ain't going to grow and I ain't going to have no members. And just constantly coming against me. But that same devil back in the Bible days is the same devil that God gave us power over. Amen. So I'm going to close out in prayer. And for the pastor, I'm going to pray for Pastor Kent Holman. Amen. Father God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus. Not only do I pray for Pastor Kent Holman, I pray for all the pastors. I pray for the fivefold ministry. I pray
yes,
for your
Lord.
Children of God as well. But this special prayer, also I wanted to reach out for Pastor Kent Holman in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You said, blessed are you, and men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. You told us as the people of God, as your children, to rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is our reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before us. Father, but you said that we are the salt of earth, but it's the salt of the way for it shall be salted. It is meant for good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. So, Father God, I lift up Pastor Ken Holman, how he led 700 souls to you. To God be all the glory, Father, that he will continue to be a light in the jailhouse, because you said ye are the light of the world, a city that sits on the hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle or put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Father, that when we're going through our persecution, Father, that we know that if you be for us, you're more than the world against us. That we know in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. That we know that your word says that if you be
Father. I thank you, God, for your word that don't go out void. Father, I thank you for the missionaries that you're raising up. I thank you that persecution brings growth in our life. Father, I give you all the glory for empowering people. God, I ask on today that you will strengthen us.
Jesus.
Empower us some more. God, that you will outpour your spirit upon the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, because you told us to endure hardship as a good soldier. You said we have to pick up our cross and die daily. You said we have to suffer in order to reign as you Because, Father, you said in your word, Father, that you are the God that supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Father, I thank you for making us above and not beneath, making us a head and not to tail, giving us a lean and not to burr. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those that are being persecuted, oh, God, that they will remember that you are the light of their salvation. Whom shall we fear? That you are the strength of their life. Of whom shall they be afraid?
Oh, God, say thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Set that pastor,
yes,
oh, God. Oh, God, he may be locked up in jail, but they can't lock up the gospel. God, you
can
use them in the name of Jesus. God, continue to use them to save souls. But, Father, I pray that he will be there in the church. Father, you said in your word. Pray that he will lift up his head on you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will be everlasting God in the kingdom of
God, I bless you.
Father, come on in the house where he is. Father, come on in the power of Jesus. Father, you said in whom the Son set free is free indeed. So, Father, we praise you for his freedom.
Glory.
Father, you called him in there. So, for the good of those who are called according to your plan and purpose. He may not understand right now, oh God, what he's going through, but God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Father, I give you glory and honor. That you continue to preach your word, oh God. And I pray for the people, God, that we're going through, that we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, because you said in my eyes, I will draw all men unto me. It's not about us, but it's all about you, oh God. We must remember how you suffer. We must remember what you went through. God, we must remember what you went through. Because, Lord, you are a shepherd. We shall not want. You making us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still water. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, that we will not fear no evil. For thou art with us, your rod, your staff. You comfort us, that you are preparing a table before us. That you are anointing our head with oil, and our cup is running over with goodness and mercy. It's following us all the days of our life, Father, because you are with us through our persecution. You said to never leave us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your abiding presence is with us. When people come against us, you fight our battles, oh God. When people come in our face, God, you said, but I say unto you, when the enemy can't hurt.
glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
For your favorite
bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
To cry out and say,
yes, God. Hallelujah.
To lift you up, oh God, for your glory, God. Continue to go before her. You said, behold,
yes, Lord.
And now I will do a new thing.
A new thing.
And now it shall spring forth. God, I thank you for each and every person on this line.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything
God.
That they're going through. That they will not separate them from the love of God. That they continue
yes,
to put on the whole armor, God. You
the
said,
whole armor.
Lord. In the power of his might to put on the whole armor, God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual weakness, against the rulers of darkness in high places. You said, wherefore, take us to us the whole armor, God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day of standing.
Yes.
Abide by Lexi. God bless you. here forever, right here in your holy presence. And nothing could ever be better, better than this. And I could go on and on, singing about your goodness.
Trouble's over. I need to see you face to face, and this is where.